Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Because, I mean, we do a good job of obeying the lust. I mean, you think about the different kinds of lust that comes upon us. I mean, we lust for everything, don't we? And if you don't believe that they know how to do it, if you watch television, here a while back I turned on a little television show to watch a few minutes of something, and I guarantee every 5 minutes they had some kind of a commercial of the finest looking, fattest foods and everything else. I mean, man, you cannot even be hungry and watch 10 minutes of that, and you're starving. You think, I got to go to the refrigerator, get something to eat. Y'all know where I'm coming from? Oh, or they'll, you got a headache, we got the finest pill in the world. One of these will knock your headache for 16 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. And so, guess why people got their medicine cabinet? They walk down to the grocery store and they look at, oh, there's that pill. I saw that on television. Just like, I guess I better get a bottle of those and put them in my deal. Take them home with me. No. When you get where Ruby's at, you don't need them pills no more, do you, girl? You don't need them pills no more. I mean, you can take a lot of them. You know, when I think about you getting rid of your seizures, I think about little Randy that had them for 20-something years and was on 20 different medications. I don't have any idea what his medical bill was a month. But he was having, what did he say, 2 or 3 or 4 seizures a week? Awful. And when he got rid of his sin, God delivered him of all that. And he'd be sitting right here, just a couple of healing schools back, and gave his testimony. Hadn't had a seizure in 2 years. Praise God. What do you need to get rid of? Sin. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. See, the Lord's telling us, let not sin therefore reign. But we do. We let it reign. He said that we obey it in the lust thereof. So let's go to 13 and 14, Jordan. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Don't let this hand, this eye, the leg, your sexual organs, anything else. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. When we get raised from the dead, we're supposed to be alive unto God. Amen. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What should you use that hand for once you get saved? To praise the King and to make money, to meet other people, your needs and your other people's needs. Right? No more stealing with that hand, right, Kim? Can't reach in. I mean, people go in a store, walk in, you know. Reach over, take something off the shelf and put it right here. You know how easy it is to walk out with something? You know, here a while back, I walked into Walmart. I got 3 or 4 little old things. One of them was just a little bitty thing I needed, and I stuck it in my shirt pocket. You know, I mean, I did. Had still had the tag on the crazy thing, and it didn't have nothing covering it up. You know, I paid for everything, walked out. The lady checked me out. I walked out, got in the truck, sat down in the truck, and I, oh my, there's that tag. I pulled that thing out, got walked back in there, went right back. I said, ma'am, you forgot to charge me for this. I said, I had this in my shirt pocket. I put it in so I didn't have to carry it in my hand. She said, sir, you sure are honest. I said, ma'am, when you learn that Jesus is with you and the devil was sitting there waiting for me not to come back and he's going to have to make me pay for this 7 times, I'd a whole lot rather pay for it once instead of 7 times. So I said, you know, I know the consequences of sin and I'd a whole lot rather pay for it. That little thing may be worth what y'all charge for it 1 time, but it ain't worth 7 times, I'll tell you for sure. So if it costs $2, it ain't worth $14. And I don't want to have to pay that. But he says, and your members as instruments of righteousness, for sin, look what he says in verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. That sickness and disease shall not have dominion over you, Ruby. You don't have to stay home on your vacation and be sick. You don't have to have that. Sin, you don't have to sin. It's a choice. Every time we sin, it's a choice. Well, I think we ought to start choosing righteousness instead of sin, don't you? For sin shall not have dominion over you. That's as clear as you can get. I don't have to sin unless I want to, do I? It's a choice. He made a statement, sin shall not have dominion over me. Do I have to go out and get drunk? Just because somebody made me mad and cheated me out of $10,000, is that a good reason to go down to the bar and get drunk tonight and fuss about it for 2 hours? Wake up in the morning sick? How many people you know do that? You used to, huh? You've learned. You got smart since then, though, haven't you? Way smart. Because you read scriptures like this, right? For sin shall not have dominion over you. You don't have to let that devil rule your life, do you? You're a son of God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but you're under grace. Now, you're only under grace when you meet that first part. When sin shall not have dominion over you, because you're not under the law, you're under grace. You're under grace as long as you don't walk in sin. When you walk in sin, that's when you step out of grace back under the law. And that's when that devil loves it. Because then once you step back, once you fall from grace and step back under the law, he says, oh, there you are. Now then, you told a little bitty lie. And you fell from grace. But he said, since now you're guilty of breaking all of them, let's say you committed adultery and murder. And he just goes right on down the list. So he said, I'm really going to get him today. The devil loves it, you know it? He knows the book a whole lot better than we do. I'll say that. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. Next couple. What then? Seems like we read this right at the beginning, didn't we? Verse 6, chapter 6. What then? Shall we sin? Because we're not under the law, but under grace? Of course. Just go out and have all the fun you want to. God understands. There's no consequences. That's not what he said, is it? No. Again, here he's saying, started at the beginning of chapter 6, and here that verse 15, what then shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid that a Christian would sin. Something wrong with this picture, isn't it? I think about the people that disobey God every day and live in total disobedience and think they're going to be okay when they die. It's scary. It's absolutely scary. Obviously, that's just like Dave was telling me the other day. He said, I don't know how I read this book as many times as I did. And then once you showed me some of these things and I started reading it, he said, you can find these things in every chapter of the Bible. He said, it's all over the place. Isn't that amazing? Know you not? Look at verse 16. This is so awesome. This is so powerful. Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are. To whom you obey. Now, as a Christian, is he talking to Christians?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. You and I can go either way, can't we? Look what he says. As a Christian, and if we obey whomever we want to, he says, if you obey sin, what will it lead to?
Death.
Now, we wonder why so many Christians die prematurely. What are they yielding to? Sin. I mean, so, you know, when I was 20 years old, you know, I mean, somebody told me it wouldn't hurt anything. I'm a Christian. I could drink a little if I wanted to. You know, I could go out and get drunk on Friday night if I wanted to, you know, or I could smoke cigarettes, you know. And I guess I could if I wanted to. The Lord told me I could yield to whatever, right? But if I yield to drinking excessively, and I yield to smoking cigarettes, then all of a sudden one day I'm 40 years old and I don't feel real good and I can't hardly walk across the street, and I go to the doctor's office and he said, well, I'm sorry, you got emphysema and we're going to have to take out your lungs and put in some new ones, but we can't find none.
Wow.
So you got 3 months left to live. Lord, I'm only 40 years old. Well, I told you, it was your choice. If you yield your members to sin, it'll kill you. Is that what he said? Now, do I have to smoke?
No.
Do I have to drink? No. Do I have to lie? Do I have to commit fornication? I don't have to do none of those things, do I? But if I do, I can make the choice, can't I? He said I could choose. But he told me what the consequence was if I choose the wrong one. If I choose sin, what's going to happen to my physical body? It's going to die. It's going to die. But he says, or of obedience unto righteousness. Wow. I like that, don't you? Let's go to the next couple there, Jordan. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. We all were those servants, weren't we? I mean, yeah. You tell me somebody that walked in the devil's kingdom, which is where every one of us walked, you show me a human being that hasn't sinned, and I'll show you a man that's never been alive. You know, you ain't never been born if you ain't sinned, right? I mean, Ernest, as nice a guy as you are, we ain't going to go back to your bad days, are we? Woo! Ernest told me when we was out there, he told me, we got off the side, and he said, Thurman, I wasn't the greatest guy until I got saved. I was kind of a little bit mean, he said. I don't know how far he meant to go there on that, but a little bit mean? Hey, I got a feeling all of us were a little bit mean, and some of us were really mean. You know what I mean? Some of us were really mean. I mean, we've done, and Paul told us a lot of us were like this. He said, you were liars, thieves, cheats, pervert, homosexuals, you were everything. Fornicators, adulterers. But he said, now you've been washed in the blood. You don't have to go there no more. You were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you, and then being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. See, we've all lived in that old world, didn't we? I don't want to be in that old world, do you? I don't want to make the wrong choice as a born-again Christian, knowing that making the wrong choice is going to cause my flesh to die early. I don't know about you, but I want to keep this one clean and pure. I am not going to put a drink of alcohol. I am not going to smoke a cigarette. I'm not going to put nothing in this flesh except something that glorifies God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.